Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 105 for Monday, July 15th, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. Also, where can you get a taco? No, fuck.
You're right there.
Yeah, I know. This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. Also, what fast food restaurant can you get a taco now that you wouldn't expect?
We'll also talk about a new Game of Thrones beer from Armagang. And this week's crazy news, going to talk about a not-so-stealthy criminal, a rooftop pool, a radioactive rattlesnake, a unique car seat, a not-so-subtle hit request, and 150-million-year-old STD.
We're back at it again.
We are back at it again. I haven't checked any levels on this. I haven't had anybody talk to, but it'll all work out.
You probably forgot where all the drops are again.
Well, I was looking.
Tablet there.
Yeah, I was looking for one. It's like, where the hell? So, that's all right. I got the important ones.
You should just start doing dry runs before I come down here in my basement to do this, you know, so that way you know where everything is.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, actually, as I'm waiting. Yeah. I kind of go through it and make sure. I don't update it a whole lot, so you think they wouldn't move. Yeah. But they've got different pages and stuff, and sometimes I've got the wrong page loaded, so it's all right.
Nice. Yeah, I don't do any of that. I just come down here and start drinking.
That's all right. That's all right. What do you say we get really something to drink?
I really do have the cush position at this podcast, but you know, that's all right. Yeah, let's drink. Let's do it.
Hey, I'm excited about mine this week. So.
Well, you've already had a sip of yours. Seem pretty excited about it. I'm going to take a sip of mine, though. I didn't rate it yet. I'm tapped.
All right. Well, this week, I have another one from our friends over at Founders. It is, and I was at Mr. Pizza Bootleg after work today to find a beer, and I didn't know this one even existed.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I found it. So it's another one. It's a new addition to their barrel-aged series. And it is the Mas Agave, which is a barrel-aged Imperial Lime Goes. And it is 10% alcohol by volume, 20 IBUs. And what's really cool about it, it's a summer beer, but it's like a barrel-aged summer beer. Huh. It's the best of both worlds for me. So the website says, we love cocktails, like really love them. If you ask us, few are more refreshing than the tart and tangy margarita, and our latest barrel-aged beer pays tribute to that perennial classic. We took an Imperial Goes, brewed with agave, lime, and sea salt, and then added in tequila barrels. I'm sorry, let's retry that again. And then aged it in tequila barrels for just the right amount of kick. Consider it a party in a bottle, Mas Agave. So, shit. Yeah. So, I mean, this says, yeah, so it's Imperial Lime Ghost style ale brewed with agave aged in tequila barrels. And I took, and what's funny, even before I read the beer description, I took a sip of it and I tasted margarita 100%. Like, really? I'm like, wow, this tastes like a margarita. Huh. It's really, really good. The lime shines through. So you get that, you get the saltiness that you would expect in a margarita, and that tequila barrel, the tequila barrels really just add that little bit of a kick to it. But it's a different kick than you normally would get in a bourbon barrel at the time from the tequila.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it again. Damn it. That's good.
Oh, good.
That's a really good beer. I'm telling you, if you like the barrel aged beers,
I do.
And you're looking for something and you want something like that's also good as a hot summer beer. Yeah. This is phenomenal. I rated it a 5 on Untappd.
Wow, that's up there.
I love it.
As high as
I love it. It's high, it won't go any higher. It's probably one of the most fascinating beers I've ever had because, again, it tricks. I feel like I'm drinking a margarita. Like, yeah. It tricks your mind. But I mean, it's a beer. It's a beer. It's It's like a kind of, I mean, even kind of, I mean, the coloring of it is kind of like you would expect in a margarita. It's so good. Huh. If you can get some of this, I would tell you, especially if you like margaritas, which I do, you need to go find one of these beers because it is phenomenal. Love it. Five, like I said, an untapped. And if I can find more, I will get more of that. Well, I got a 4-pack. So good news.
That's
good. I got a 4-pack. I have 3 more aside from this.
Yeah.
But I need more than that.
Huh. But we got to go up to Total Wines because Melissa was, we were out wherever we've been the last couple of weeks. We've been out running around and getting, there was a beer that in the place had the Sweet Baby Jesus, which you've had, the Duclaw with just the chocolate and peanut butter. And I've had it. Good. So she had that. And then we got back. And I said, oh, well, they've got that over at the grocery store. So I went to go get her some. And of course, they're all out. So I was able to get her a couple of the 4-packs of Dragon's Milk. But they didn't have the one that you had. They didn't have the white one. So I'm still looking for that, but we'll have to drive up to Total Wines this weekend, maybe get some of that Sweet Baby Jesus. So I'll take an eye, you know, I'll look for that one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and Founders, they're an amazing brewery.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go through the list. I mean, I know we do a thing where every
week. We do it almost week, every week. We
say I go through every, but I drink so many Founders brews. Like the list is like ridiculously long, but
yeah,
you know, just, you know, for the people who are listening who may not know, if you go to thetwobobs.com, if you click on what are we drinking, you can see all the beers that we've essentially had on the show since the beginning. You'll see a lot of Founders on there.
Yeah, we keep that. Oh, I try to keep it up to date. Every now and then I'll get the show out and then forget to update that list. But there's a shit ton of Founders on there.
I forgive you.
Oh, thank you. Well, this week I'm going to go back to our friends at Dogfish Head. And I know you've had that in the past. And this is something I grabbed because it looked kind of cool and I wasn't quite sure what to think about it. So it was worth a try. But it's their Lupa Luau IPA and it's their juicy coconut centric lupulin party. And I think lupulin is one of the hops, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I saw this though.
I feel like we looked up the word lupulin before.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Here. A bitter yellowish powder found on the glandular hairs. Beneath the scales of flowers of the female hop plant. So that's right.
Yeah, there we go.
From many, many moons ago, we discussed that. But anyhow, I'll tell you about it, and then I'll drink it and see what I think. But the story of the Lupu Luau began when Sam was hanging outside with coworkers during an overly sunny day. One present coworker in particular was lacking heavily in the melanin department, to put it lightly. I don't know what the fuck melanin is. I mean, you got to look that up, too. I really... Dark brown to black pigment.
Melanin's the
and the iris.
Is it melanin? Like the it's inside of the brain. It has something to do with the brain.
I don't know. I don't think I care that much. A friendly joke about a total tan aversion led to this legendary comment. You can say it, Sam, I'm pale as fuck. So I guess he didn't really have any pigment in his skin. The brewer and Sam thought that would make a cool name for a super pale beer.
Melanin is the stuff that gives your skin tint.
Yeah, that's why I said.
Yeah.
See? Oh, sorry. Skin tint. The 105 skin tint.
It's color, the melanin. Black people have more of it, and that's why their skin's darker.
Right. Get to be 105 skin tint.
Skin tint.
Yeah. From there, the wheels started turning, and the iterative R&D process began. Sam set out to make a hazy, overly pale beer, but the test batches weren't quite there yet. However, during that process, he found out how great coconuts work in an IPA and decided the new goal was to make an IPA using as much coconut as possible. We started with a combination of Pils malt with flaked barley, rolled oats, and malted in raw wheat to get it all hazy. Then we introduced coconuts three ways by adding toasted coconut, dehydrated coconut water, and experimental hot variety that provides a unique coconut and woody aroma. The result, a lupulin-loaded coconut-centric ale, our Lupu, I guess it's Lupu, Luau IPA. And that's a whole lot of nothing that doesn't really tell you what's going on, but it's kind of a cool story. But the color is hazy, straw with a white head, kind of like me. Coconut, tropical fruit, pineapple, and citrus aroma. So it's 7.3 alcohol by volume, 45 IBUs, available year-round. And it's been out since 2016. So let me dive on in.
Pale as fuck. That should be the show title. TTB 105, Sam, I'm pale as fuck. You got to put Sam's name in there. I don't even know who Sam is.
Who's
Sam?
That's fine. All right. I taste the coconut in there, and I am a fan of coconut. It does have a lot of the tropical fruit in there too, so it does have a fruity presence to it. If I rate it, and I actually just go ahead and put it in there now, I rated it 3.75, so I like it. I'm not sure that I was expecting a little bit of a different flavor to it, but it's, so it's tropical, it's coconut, not quite like a pina colada kind of thing. I was thinking might be something along those lines, or a little bit smoother, but it's got the IPA in there, so it's got a punch. So there's a lot going on. Again, I'll give it 3.75. Very solid, but it's not as high as some of the others that I've had that I've pushed into that 4 range. So I like it, and if I had a chance to buy it again, I would.
Well, there you go. You know,
yep.
Two solid choices this week.
Yep. And again, we talked about how we rated it, and we haven't mentioned it in a while, but we are on a app called Untappd, which is UNTAPPD. And that's a place, basically a social network for beer drinkers. You can log the beers in, keep track of the ones you did, and find some other cool ones and where to buy them.
I think Facebook for beer only, you know, they don't sell all of our information to the Russians.
Right.
It's good.
The fine folks at Untappd keep our data safe.
They can, but you can find us directly on Untappd. You can find me at PhilRoberts33.
Yes, and I am at RobertK328.
Fantastic.
On the Untappd.
Oh, man.
So what'd you have for dinner? You still working on your exercise plan and all that?
You're not off the wagon and stuff? So I fell off the wagon kind of momentarily. There was not even a wagon when I was on vacation. And then I got back, and then it was kind of like, it was on and off again a little bit. But no, I'm for like the last almost week now, and going forward until I'm done with this bullshit, I will continue to be on the wagon. I'm past like the halfway mark, so I'm down over 50 pounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm still, but it's still, you know, still a work in progress. But doing all right. Yeah. But that being said, I'm drinking this beer.
Yeah.
It tastes like a margarita.
Yeah.
You know what I want to eat, though, right now? This margarita just got me in the mood for tacos.
Oh, yes. I do like margaritas and tacos. You see, Burger King has those now.
Yeah.
I was surprised at this. And it acted like they had them before, and I've never seen it, never heard of it. And I don't know that I trust it.
Well, it's like
I guess it's not a big deal.
It's like going to a Taco Bell, and going to a Taco Bell in Canada, because their combos come with French fries in Canada. So you can go to Taco Bell in Canada, get yourself like a Chalupa Supreme with a pop, and
what kind of pop?
Soda pop, okay, soda Sprite. Pop, whatever kind of and Pepsi, and it comes with fries. So it's really weird. So this, but at the same time, I'm like, fries don't belong with this food. And I kind of feel the same a little bit with, like, if I want
fries.
Cheap fast food tacos, I'll just go to Taco Bell because at least I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
But we did post a link to Thrillist on the show notes here.
Yeah.
And they tried Burger King's new tacos, so we don't have to.
Yep.
So and the article here says it's not the, like you said, it's not the first time they've experimented with tacos. I guess back in 2010, they were included in Burger King's menu. I don't remember that. And they haven't garnered the same respect and memorability as the Jack in the Box's beloved taco deal, which we don't have Jack in the Box in Michigan, so I can't say I've ever been there.
No.
So the important part is, how do they taste, right?
Yep.
The author says, I'd like to believe I'm not picky about my fast food choices. I didn't go to Burger King with grand expectations on what a $1 taco would taste like. I expected seasoned ground beef, a crispy shell that wasn't filled quite right, but had a reasonable amount of meat to tortilla ratio and some identifiable cheese, taco sauce, lettuce, and that's what was advertised. What she got, though, was a bizarre, sludgy, half-filled taco with translucent chunks of lettuce spilling out. The ground meat mixture was so overly processed that biting into it felt like eating a meat paste, like a wet, uncooked sausage without the casing. It's perplexing because Burger King could easily use leftover ground beef from their burgers, hit it with some taco seasoning, stuff it into their tacos. Makes the author curious about what she's actually biting into, unless it is burger meat that's been blended beyond recognition. The cheese was melted, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, so you know, that really did help a little bit, but the taco shell was too big. The one dim upside was the taco sauce. It was bright. Albeit, thank you. Albeit lacking in heat. Unfortunately, though, it wasn't included generously enough, so they were a little bit chintzy on the taco sauce. So, to me, it sounds like you shouldn't eat them.
Just moral of the story is stay with Taco Bell. Don't go to a burger place for your tacos.
Would you go to Taco Bell for a burger? Probably not.
No. I would go for nothing but a taco. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're there and you've got a bunch of kids and they're all looking for something different and maybe they don't care, but I think pretty much once you get over the age of 7, you're probably not going to want to eat these.
Probably not. I can't believe I just didn't know how to pronounce albeit as well.
Hey, well, you had a beer.
It was in my, I've had like 3 sips of a beer. It just, I was looking at the word and I'm not sure exactly what I was thinking I was looking at. Anyway.
So how are you guys, you know, we're going to skip the tacos because it's kind of making my stomach turn a little bit. And we're going to go back to beer. So you had a while back, you had the Game of Thrones beer from Amagang. And then I've had one since then, although mine was not as good as yours. I thought it was the same one. I didn't realize that they had multiple ones, but the one I got was a Belgian white. So a lot like a Blue Moon. And it tasted like garbage. I was really disappointed, but I see here also on Thrillist, happened to get a sneak peek of that while we were doing the other one, but their last Game of Thrones beer is coming out, and I think you'll probably try to find it, and I'll try to find it.
Yeah, so I had the King of the North from them, like you had mentioned, back on episode 94, Ween Killer, and so, you know, and I really, I enjoyed and appreciated that beer, aside from the fact that it had Game of Thrones on it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was just a good beer. And so what they are, what they're launching here is the My Watch Has Ended. It's an Imperial Brown Ale brewed with maple syrup and fenugreek. So
I'm not looking that up. So I try fenugreek. I mean, any brown beer with maple syrup has got to be good.
I think so. I like maple syrup. I like dark colored beer. This seems to get both. There was one, and I don't know, I think it was from, what was it? One of my colleagues offered to sell me a bottle of it, though, and this isn't a beer. It's quite different, but it's the Johnny Walker White Walker Scotch Whiskey.
Ooh,
which isn't. I mean, it's like a $40 bottle of whiskey.
Yeah.
But I've heard good things about it as well.
Well, so keep an eye out for it. It's supposed to be out not too much longer. So if anybody tries that, or if you happen to try the Taco Bell tacos, but that would be a lie. The Burger King tacos. Let us know. 530-882-BOBS, 530-882-2627, or send us a note on the Twitter. All that information is on our website.
Or even if you have had a Taco Bell taco, call us and let us know about that one, too. we haven't been getting any phone calls lately. Just call us. It doesn't matter. You know,
don't be afraid. Don't be afraid about your voice.
Fart noises. It's fine.
Yeah, as long as you call. I'm excited about our crazy news this week. You want to get into that?
Let's do it.
All righty.
I'm going to drink beer while the drop plays.
Yeah, I found the button. No matter what you say.
DJ Robert Kilimowski.
Where's our first one take us?
Our first one takes us to K-Shib. KSHB, where the website is taking a minute to load.
It's Kansas City, Missouri. I have it up.
Oh, already. Thank you. Oh, beautiful. We are in Missouri, where an untimely flatulence leads to arrest of Northland criminal hiding from law enforcement. So he farted, and it gave up his position to law enforcement. That's great. If you're wanted for a felony and hiding from law enforcement, what's the best way to avoid arrest?
Yeah, don't
shit. Well, for starters, don't let one rip. Yeah, don't shit your pants while they're looking for you with dogs. The Clay County Sheriff's Office tweeted on Tuesday that one unlucky felon did just that over the weekend, and the noise from the past gas led deputies right to him. According to the tweet from the Clay County Sheriff, if you've got a felony warrant for your arrest, the cops are looking for you, and you pass gas so loud it goes up your hiding spot, you're definitely having a poop emoji day. They followed up the tweet by saying that the person had a felony warrant in Clay County for possession of a controlled substance.
Oh, no.
Clearly, it wasn't Gas X. We've got to give props to Liberty Police for using their senses to sniff him out. Deputy John Bazzano told 41 Action News. He said the arrest happened in the 800 block of Maryland Avenue. So if you are passing the 800 block of Maryland Avenue and you smell something foul, it might just be some residual from the guy who shat his pants in the woods and got discovered by police because of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hard hitting shit, Rob. You know.
Yeah. Well, he thinks he's getting away with it, and then all of a sudden he's just got to go. And
yeah, man, that's
too late.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Would you rather fart during sex or fart while hiding from the police?
Fart during sex,
probably. At least there's a hope of me getting it again at some point in the near future. You throw me in jail, it's gonna be rough.
Yeah, that's true.
Looking at the next story. Where's the next story going to take us?
An Illinois mother is facing charges after police say she was caught driving her car with an inflatable swimming pool on its roof.
Oh, no.
With her daughter sitting inside the empty pool. Dixon police said they received a 911 call, as they very well should, from a witness who spotted an Audi Q5, so she's got, or her husband's got some money. She could too. Peoria Avenue with two children sitting in a pool on the roof of the vehicle. Yeah, same like thing. Albeit, officers searched the area and spotted the Audi driving west on Route 2 with a blue inflatable pool on the roof and the children in it. Although they've actually said that four times already.
Officers were the children in the
pool? Right, they were in it.
On the roof.
And I was hoping that maybe it was that water in there that thought maybe get the splashing around, but I guess it was just dry. Officers conducted a traffic stop and spoke with the driver, identified as 49-year-old Jennifer A. Janice Yeager of Dixon.
She was on Yeager at the time.
Yeah. Check out her picture. Police said they learned that Yeager drove into town to inflate the pool at a friend's house. She then had her two juvenile daughters ride inside the empty pool to hold it down on the drive home. Yeager was endangering the health or the life of a child in two counts of reckless conduct. She was also cited for failure to secure a passenger of the age of 8 and under the age of 16 and was released from the Dixon Police Department after posting bond. Her arrest isn't the first time in recent years. A parent has been charged after letting her child ride on the roof of the car. A similar incident in Wisconsin. A woman was charged after having her 9-year-old sit inside a plastic pool to hold it down on the roof of her minivan. She reportedly had no way to strap the pool down, so she instructed her child to climb into the roof and hold it. An Illinois dad was charged with child endangerment for having his 3-year-old ride not inside the car, but inside the trunk as part of a prank to become an internet sensation.
So they wanted
to be famous.
See, this is the problem. You don't need to pass any type of IQ or a psychological exam to be a parent.
No.
You just get knocked up, and then you can bring children into the world and use them to hold pools down on the top of your fucking roof of your car.
Well, and it's not like I don't understand it, but I can at least rationalize it a little bit, where the other one, where it was one of those big plastic pools, that's not going to fit in your car. She bought this deflated and then drove it over to somebody else's house, used their pump.
Why are you even trying to rationalize this? No, you drive to your friend's house and you borrow the fucking pump.
I was getting ready to say
bring
that.
It back.
That's what you could have done. It wasn't a big plastic pool.
You never have to have your kids sit on the top of your car while it's driving to hold a pool down. Unless you're a fucking idiot.
And that's if it's exactly one of those big plastic pools, they don't deflate, Rob. How else are you going to do it? I got a Prius. I got to put it up there. I got to put the kids in there or load it full of rocks.
You order that shit on Amazon and it shows up at your front doorstep within a day or two.
With the UPS guy riding on top of the van holding it.
Yeah, see, he has his kid riding on top of the truck with the holding the pool down to bring it to our doorstep.
It's probably a better idea.
Not my kids. That. Boy, let's see. Next one.
Alexa, add a plastic pool to my shopping list.
I've put Plastic Pool on your shopping list.
Thank you.
By the way, perfect. I can learn your voice to improve your shopping experience.
No.
Would you like to try it?
Fuck off. Alexa, shut up. Stupid bitch. All right. Our next story takes us to Oklahoma.
Oh, good.
Guthrie, Oklahoma. You ever been to Guthrie, Oklahoma?
No, but this chick has.
No, they're
just a little bit rough.
Yeah, these people are probably related. That's what I'm guessing anyway.
And Aaron married.
Two people arrested in stolen car containing a rattlesnake, a gun, booze, and uranium. So if anybody's looking for a
little bit of everything
for a radioactive rattlesnake, look no further than Oklahoma.
They were trying to get him to fight the meth head squirrel from last episode, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do, because that squirrel was vicious. It was rather aggressive from all the meth. All right, so police in Guthrie, Oklahoma arrested Stephen Jennings and Rachel Rivera after pulling them over due to an expired license tag. Turns out the car was reported stolen. It also turns out that inside the car, the pair had a pet rattlesnake. Who has a pet rattlesnake? It's a fucking rattlesnake.
Yep.
Oh, boy. They probably had it holding their pool down, too.
I bet.
A gun, an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe, naturally, and a canister of radioactive powdered uranium. When that happens, of course, we call in a company that deals with that specifically, and it's taken safely into possession.
Orkin.
Sergeant Gibbs from the Guthrie Police said the uranium is the wild card in that situation. So
not the rattlesnake?
No, a rattlesnake, a gun, and Kentucky Deluxe isn't the weirdest thing that's in this car. The uranium hasn't resulted in charges. Like, is it illegal to have uranium? Like, I don't know. Like, it's a naturally occurring thing, right? Yeah. But then again, so is weed. And I don't know. But anyway, so Guthrie police are still trying to figure out exactly what the suspects were going to use it for. Can you imagine the combination of
it's a little bit of everything.
There's no charges from the rattlesnake either, because I guess you can have a rattlesnake. It happens to be rattlesnake season at the time, so he can be in possession of this rattlesnake because he has a valid lifetime hunting and fishing license. Oh, good. Nothing's happened to these people.
No,
they're just fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And they're just out. They're probably listening to this podcast.
I would hope so. They can call in too.
Yeah,
tell us about the snake.
I'd like them to know why they had a rattlesnake, a gun, a bottle of Kentucky Deluxe, and of course a canister of radioactive powdered uranium. Where do you even get that?
Well, the comments are pretty good. The first one says, "Are we sure this isn't a Coen Brothers script?"
Alexa, add uranium to my shopping list.
I've added uranium to your shopping list.
What?
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You think Amazon sells uranium?
I don't know.
And can I get it faster? Can I get that same day, or do I have to wait the full 2 days?
You probably have to wait. Maybe it's free next day. You could probably get free next day.
Yeah, that's true. You get same day for your area yet? It was a while back. You didn't. Sunday delivery.
No, but and then for the longest time, we didn't get one day. It was always 2 days. Now they're down to 1 day. But there's a distribution center in Michigan now that's pretty close, so I think it's like just a matter of time.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. No, I'm very excited.
Now, does Colin still use like a booster seat, or does he use? I know he's way too big for a car seat, but Harrison probably still used a car seat. Oh, he's probably in a booster now too because he's big.
Colin's he's 10 years old and he's very tall, so he's good. Yeah. We haven't had him in anything for a while. Harrison's in a booster right now, though. Okay.
But not the full, like, back one. He's got the...
No, he's just got, seat. Like, the little one, that the seat that you sit on. Yeah. And
stuff. All right.
Yeah, yeah. How about Ben?
No, he's like Colin. I figured they were about the same size, so they wouldn't be. But this guy here in Ontario, Canada...
What about Melissa?
Well, no. She's riding in the pool up on top.
She's in a five-point harness.
Oh. Right. She's in the
pool. I put Kelly in a 5-point harness. She's always trying to get out of it, though. Oh, yeah. She's holding the pool down. Of course,
Right. Because I don't want the kids up there.
Pool down. No,
I don't want the kids up there. This guy in Ontario, Canada had a kid that was roughly Harrison size, I guess. And he's 22, and he's just about as dumb as the other people. But 22-year-old man in Ontario, Canada, just nearby to you, was charged on suspicion of failing to properly secure a toddler by using a case of beer as a booster seat.
Dad of the year.
Yeah, around 2:30 a.m. Tuesday. So the kid was also out late while sitting on a big old case of beer.
Who the fuck has a kid on 2:30?
An officer with the Ontario Provincial Police West Region pulled over the driver near the North Perth area. The officer then noticed the toddler, who was 2 years old.
Oh, no.
Yep. Not only was riding in the front seat, but he was sitting on a 30-can case of beer as a booster. Authorities believe the driver used the case of beer as a substitute for the booster seat. Of course, what gave that away was the kid sitting on top of it.
But so let me ask you, though.
Yeah.
Do you believe that is safer than just putting the kid directly on the seat, though?
Yes. Like, I could justify this like I could justify putting a plastic pool on the roof. I'm just saying,
like, I would never do this because I'm not a terrible father, and I care about my kids' well-being and safety.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm thinking, like, God, if it was like an emergency situation,
we
needed to go. I didn't have any booster seats. And I thought, God, I can put him on that seat. Oh, there's a box right there, which is quite heavy. So I'm sure it's, you know, well supported.
Full of Bud Light.
Well, regardless of what it's full of, and it's clearly a Bud Light box, even though they blurt it out because apparently they don't want to show the brand on there. That's totally a Bud Light box. But anyway, I'm thinking it's not the worst idea. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it, but it's not the worst.
So you've got to rush your uranium, your powdered uranium, over to a friend's house, and Harrison's there.
They have my rattlesnake.
Yeah. You got to make the exchange. I want my snake back, damn it.
Need one canister of uranium.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. So, yeah, so he was Ontario children under 40 pounds are required to be in a child seat. So that's pretty much up here. So up to 80 pounds or 4'9". Must be in a booster. So, yeah, he's in trouble. Another jackass. Another great parent, though.
Another dad of the year candidate.
Florida. It wasn't Florida.
That's true.
Though.
I can't believe we've gone through 1, 2, 4 stories already, and we haven't been to Florida once yet.
We haven't, but something tells me that we're getting close to it.
Like, we can't go on an entire episode without going to Florida, right?
Nope.
And if luck should have it, we're going to Pasco County right now.
Woo!
Would you look at that? We're a Florida inmate accused of sending hit requests by postcard. I feel like just from doing this, I know more. Just like if I hear a county, I can almost tell you it's whether or not it's in Florida at this point, just because we've had so many counties and random cities in Florida. So sending a hit request by postcard.
Yeah.
Wish you were here. I'm going to kill you now. Charles, hold on.
Here it comes.
Oh, boy. Charles White is accused of sending a postcard, to a fellow inmate wanting a third inmate killed. Pasco County Sheriff's deputies on Tuesday arrested an inmate accused of sending a postcard to a fellow gang member in jail, asking him to kill a third inmate, because, you know, you can't just tell them. You gotta,
you're only out in the yard for an hour. You don't have time to do that. And people are watching.
Official written request.
Right.
Never mind that you can just read the postcard, because, I mean, it's a fucking postcard. Before June 21st, Charles White, 40, of Zephyr Hills.
I was going to say, is of syphilis.
Syphilis Hills. Is accused of sending the postcard using the U.S. Postal Service to a fellow gang member who was already locked up.
Oh, no.
An arrest report claims the person White wanted to be killed is the brother of the man who killed White's son.
Oh, no.
With a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
He admitted to deputies he sent the postcard and wanted the other inmate killed. According to the arrest report, deputies say White also told them if he was housed with the man he wanted dead, he would kill himself.
Right.
Oh, okay. So White told them that if he was actually in jail with this guy, he'd kill himself, but he's right. wasn't. He
wouldn't need help.
So he needed to send the postcard then right. of you
to,
know
to make the request.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. Investigators claim White and the man he sent to the postcard to are documented members of criminal white supremacist gangs. White is charged with attempting to solicit or conspire life. I feel like that attempt, I mean, that shouldn't hold very well, though, because it's not like he hit it all that well.
No.
He sent in a fucking postcard. Yeah. Like, he couldn't even put it in a letter, in an envelope.
You think he thought it would work? Like, nobody would, I mean, I think they even opened the mail, and well, I guess maybe they just make sure there's not a file in there or some sort of shiv, but I think the postcard, yeah. they had to read it. They probably were curious.
I mean, the postcard, buddy, I don't think you could just open it. I mean, it's tampering with the mail. It's a federal offense.
I guess. You go to jail. Like,
I mean, if you're in jail, you still have rights. Somehow these people still have the same rights as we do.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Mr. Cocky Nuts is appalled by this next story.
Yeah. I think George has been asleep.
Oh, there he is. I just read the...
You're jumping ahead. Well, our last story.
Yes.
Yeah, it takes us to our friends at World News Daily Report, where a museum employee contracts a 150 million year old STD after having sex with a Stegosaurus egg.
I think the guy is just laid in a hospital bed, like scratching his head, like, "Oh, this
happened. I don't know what happened.
Well, I don't know. I just stuck this. It was just the tip. I didn't finish.
I had my dick out and I fell on the egg." An employee
stuck his penis in a Stegosaurus egg.
A former employee at the Dinosaur National Monument is now being hospitalized after experts believe he may have contracted a sexually transmitted disease a sexually transmitted disease dating back to the late Jurassic period. And I've seen the movie, and I didn't see any dinosaurs having sex. Adam Weinstein, 23, was hospitalized last week. Yeah. After suffering from symptoms usually associated with syphilis, such as loss of eyesight, coughing blood, and swollen genitals. Oh, I have one or three of those. Weinstein admitted. Bloody genitals. Weinstein admittedly told his doctor that he had inserted his genitals inside a Stegosaurus egg at his workplace because he was depressed and sexually frustrated since his girlfriend left him several weeks before the incident.
I don't blame him, then.
There was a hole in the egg. I don't know what happened. One thing led to another, and I just went for it.
The egg came onto him.
Right. It was kind of looking at him funny, and he wasn't sure. He didn't say no. Weinstein admitted to reporters visibly repentant. The patient also admitted he inserted a Tyrannosaurus tooth in his anal region on several occasions, but this does not seem to have played a part in his current medical condition.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, just don't sit on it. The employee's warm semen might have triggered some swarm. The employee's warm semen might have triggered some form of biological reaction, which brought the dinosaur area bacteria out of its 150 million year long. Yeah, I don't know what that word is. Basically, hibernation, I guess. Not all bacteria can come to life after being dormant for millions of years. Syphilis bacteria can do so because they form spores.
Oh.
Yeah, which are extremely hardy and can survive dormant for hundreds of thousands or millions of years. A paleobiologist Hans Müller believes. In 2006, a team of Russian scientists revived an anthrax bacterium that has been lying dormant in ice beneath the surface of a glacier for 8 million years, and which led to the death of an estimated 200,000 reindeer and 200...
Reindeers.
Yeah, reindeers. Well, I figured reindeers.
It says reindeers.
Yeah, but I still think reindeer is the plural, so I don't really need to add the S incorrectly. And 230 nearby villagers.
Wow.
Hmm.
Think you would have heard about that on the news.
Yeah. It's not, well, hundreds the news is a little bit busy right now.
Dying from anthrax. But.
Yeah. A little bit busy right now. So, yeah.
Must have been in Chernobyl.
Probably. I'm not watching that documentary, by the way. I'm not watching that one. And I'm not watching Michael Jackson. Neither one of those.
That's true.
Chernobyl, I'm more likely to watch, though, because that's kind of an interesting thing. But Michael Jackson, I got no interest in that one.
No, I haven't even thought about watching it, and I probably won't.
No.
Well, that was from our friends at World News Daily Report. As always, we appreciate their contribution to the information.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying.
Well, that's good. So you guys about finished with Game of Thrones?
We are almost. We're in episode 5 of season 8 right now. So
you've watched the whole thing twice almost. You watched it originally as it came on, and now you've rewatched it with Kelly?
Yes. I've watched the whole thing twice almost. Oh, actually, in some episodes, I've seen even more than that. So many times I've started to watch like season 1 again and go through it, and then I get like to season 2 and then I stop.
It's a lot of work.
You know, what's crazy though, as we were going through, I mean, especially some of the episodes, once you got into like season 4 and 5, I'm like, man, I haven't seen so. I've only seen these episodes once, and it was a long time ago. So I actually picked up a lot of stuff that I didn't the first time around. So we're almost through it, and then we'll have to figure out something else to binge watch in the evenings.
Yeah, well, we've got Melissa and Kelly have been talking about the Outlander, so that's good. Was it Big Little Lies or Pretty Little Lies? That's really good. So you've only got 2 seasons.
Is Big Little Lies. There's Pretty Little Liars, which is a completely different show.
Okay. So Big Little Lies on HBO. It's really good. And there's not a lot of episodes, I don't think. So it's easy to catch up on that. Oh, that's extremely good. So I think you guys will like that. And Outlander, probably one of those where you'll start it and you'll think, okay, the story's kind of cool. And then the rest is just up to Kelly. I think it's more of a women thing, but it's a cool story anyway. So you might, it's some romance to it. We'll leave it at that.
Gotcha. So, are there a lot of boobs at least?
Not as much as Game of Thrones.
I don't know, but
there are some.
I'm not interested.
Is
there like a quality over quantity thing?
Yeah,
I'm not too
excited about it. No, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's good. Give it a shot. It's on the Stars. You can watch it on Netflix right now, but then switch over to that.
Which is good because I don't have Stars.
Yeah, well, we subscribe to Stars because Netflix only has 2 seasons of it. So we had to get seasons 3 and 4.
Desperate times.
Pretty much. But anyhow, all right, we'll get upstairs and watch the rest of the Game of Thrones. I'm going to go up and see how many more episodes of the Outlander have been watched. And I'll catch up with you next week.
All right. See you next week.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.